mentioned several times in the show I had a fairly wholesome weekend, and so my main entertainment from the weekend, rather than being out and about and stuff, was a video that was sent to me six times different people, and the conversations that ensued with friends on WhatsApp on the back of all the questions we had on the back of this video. The video we're talking about is from the account Mamacita.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and over the weekend, she was popping in to Super Value in Tala to do the deli run in the morning time. And she was shocked and appalled to learn that the system at the deli has changed completely.
Yeah.
Rather than the usual, you order what you want at the deli.
You bring it.
They put a stamp on it with a barcode. You bring it over. You might pick up a drink or maybe a packet of crisps, and you pay for the lot at the till.
Yes.
Instead, dramatic changes had happened. Now, you know, like a shoot where in a bank or...
Yeah, do you know what, the way I was looking at it? Do you remember in the movie Elf when he starts working in the post where he's, and he shoves the stuff up the chute?
Yeah.
Do you mean that's the kind of vibe with the suction? It goes all the way up the chute and it goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe. It's like a hamster, like a little tunnel.
Totally. Do you know what I mean? That's
that kind
exactly
of vibe,
what it
like
looks
like. Like a hamster run.
There's a big one of them at the deli. So you go over and you order whatever you want. Chicken fillet roll, please. And they give you a little ticket. Meanwhile, they make your chicken fillet roll. Off it goes, chung, up the chute, lands at the till. It's bizarre.
So weird.
The reasoning for it is, I think, absolutely bizarre. Anyway, here's a little vibe from that TikTok video that brought me endless joy over the weekend.
So I headed to Super Value to do the deli run. She handed me this ticket and I thought I won a prize, but no, America, think again, because the Mel Joy vibes here today are unmatched. She took me food, she locked it up, she popped it into a test tube and she flung it into the air. Shout out to the deli man.
Test tube. Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
And I love the Mount Joy vibes in here today are unmatched. Jess is standing by. We had to talk to you this morning. You don't mind calling us Jess, do you?
No, you can call me Mama Citi, you can call me Jess, or as everyone else calls me, you can call me Margaret.
Margaret. Okay. Why Margaret?
Do you know what? I'm not too sure on the Margaret. Me and my friends always just call each other Margaret, and it's just a name that stuck. So if my mama home calls me, she's like, Margaret. And if my brother comes into me, he's like, Margaret. And even the customers now where I work, they all address me as Margaret. And a lot of people online actually think my name is actually Margaret. It's so funny. This is one of those things that stick with you. It's weird.
I love
it's
that
like a
so
nickname.
Much. Come here. You had quite the experience. They got a lot of attention on TikTok over the weekend. What's going on in Tala?
Oh, the chaos is here and it's here to stay. A few days ago, I was over at the deli with my little brother and he was cute enough to get a sandwich, and I went looking around the shop, I went browsing. I came back to him and I was like, give me your sandwich, I'll get you your sandwich and I'll spoil you.
Oh, you're,
you know,
very good.
This and all that. And then I looked down in his hands and then the sandwich wasn't there and I was like, where's your sandwich? Because I was like, I know I've seen you queue up for it. But he was like, oh, no, I have to go and collect it at the till.
Stop.
And I was like, what? And then he was like, yeah, she gave me a raffle ticket and I have to go and collect it at the till. So I didn't really think anything of it. And we went, paid for the sandwich, gave the raffle ticket. And I was actually back there a few days later myself and I had to get chicken chunks. So, like, I approached the deli counter, right? And I was like, hi, can I get some chicken chunks, please? And she was like, yeah, no problem. She gave me a raffle ticket because I actually forgot, because it was a few days before we met up with her, so it went completely over my head.
Yeah.
So she gave me the raffle ticket and she was handing it to me. And I was like, what's this? Oh, lucky day. I'm in files. What did I win? And I'm screaming, right? Because the deli was so full. And so, actually, on the bottom of, like, where it is, it was full of raffle tickets. So she gave me the raffle ticket and she was like, oh, it's going to go in here and it's going to go up to the tail through the shoe. And then I was standing there and I was like, what? I was like, no, hold on, I have to get this on video. I was like, this is so chaotic. It was a bit of me, to be honest with you. It was that chaotic.
You're hilarious, darling, in how you speak as well. You said, the Mount Joy vibes here today are unmatched.
Yeah. It's like locking it away. It's so bizarre. Does this shop have an issue with people robbing from the deli or something?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure on that. Tala was getting a really, really bad name for herself in the comment section. A lot of people were coming for Tala, and to be honest with you, I'm a Tala girl myself, and I'm very proud to be from Tala because it is an amazing place. It's such a great community as well.
I love your square.
And I think, yeah, the square town centre, Tala, it's all there at the Tala Square. No, but you know what?
We'll get you on the ad for that.
The question. No, stop. I was actually screaming at the comment section because so many people were like really going for gold with the comments, and they were all talking about everyone fleecing the deli and knocking from the deli, and I was weak. And but you know what? It could be the case of like it's like they are getting fleeced, and that's so wrong. Yeah. If people are literally going in and taking it. And
I think the real concern here is about, imagine the mess when the breakfast roll explodes inside. Yeah.
If they don't wrap it correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, I wonder will these chicken chunks be reduced if they get damaged in convoy going through the Ring of Kerry.
Ring of Kerry.
I love it.
It's a novel.
Jess.
But I just wanted to say this. I know you have to go, but Tala is a great place.
We love it.
We know Tala very well. Yeah, yeah. It was reared in Tala.
California, it's the only place to be. So I have to say, thanks so much for getting me on. The blood pressure is through the roof.
You're grand.
And let's go, and I know you have
Jess,
to go. Thanks for
we're
chatting.
Mad about you. Jess/Margaret/Mamacita. Keep bringing more free TikTok
Maggie.
Videos.
Call you Maggie. See you later, Jess.
Thanks so much,
bye.
Guys.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.